Today is Sunday, September 24th, 2017, and this...
We may be leaving Vegas without a crown. I mean, hell, we may be leaving Vegas without chasing my mother. But at the end of the day, we're always winners when we're together.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 616.
Las Vegas, the honor!
Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're going to give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this
day? I'm well. How are you?
I'm trying to figure out what it is here. It's afternoon. Not that it matters. I'm great. I've had an excess amount of sleep, and I'm feeling wonderful.
Hooray.
And things are good, and I'm looking forward to our event coming up, and thus I am happy.
I am happy you are happy.
Yes, October 13th. That weekend, we'll be at the D Las Vegas and Golden Gate for the summit presented by the Vegas Nerd Society. It's going to be great fun. I'm very excited about it. Yesterday, we had the pleasure of recording a summit cast with Mr. Hunter Hilligus, who is the chief honcho in charge of this event. He's working hard behind the scenes to bring everything together, and he's doing a bang-up job.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great time talking to him for a half hour or so.
Yep, it was fun.
So if you're planning on going to the summit or just want to hear about all the shenanigans, you can check that out. Go to the iTunes podcast library or wherever you get podcasts and search for Summit Cast, and you will find it. And there are two episodes so far. He did another one with Misnomer a couple weeks ago, and I believe he's going to do one more before the big event. So that'll be fun, too. Yes, I'm excited. I'm looking forward. I was just thinking about a lot of the regular attendees who we will get to see. Old friends, and I'm sure we'll meet some wonderful new people as well, and we'll have a good time and raise our glass together with them, and I'm going to have a drink or two. I don't know about you.
I'm still thinking about it.
Why is it that whenever the summit comes up, there seems to be a lot of talk about drinking? It is a big booze fest, isn't it?
It is.
I got a text.
And you don't have to drink to participate.
No. You don't have to take your clothes off to have a good time.
Thank you, Jermaine Stewart.
I haven't responded. I got a text from Hunter this morning wondering about stage booze, if we had any requests. I'm like, no, yes, I have a request. Keep it away.
Yeah,
we'll handle our own alcohol.
I will not be guzzling from any bottles while I'm on stage.
No, you learned a lesson. I'm proud of you. Well, we'll see. In theory, you've learned a lesson.
In theory, I've learned a lesson.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're going to be doing that. It's going to be a great time. We're going to get to have our picture taken with the Stanley Cup, which is one of the cool events. We get access to that. And what else? There's going to be a couple tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
Sigma Derby tournament is full.
Yep.
But I believe there's a wait list if you still want to get in on that. There is a slot tournament with plenty of seats available on Saturday afternoon. You know, I've been wanting to do a slot tournament for a while. It's been a while since I've been in one. And I would really like to be involved in this and be part of it, except the fact that I know that on Saturday afternoon I will be in mid freakout mode.
Yep.
And as a result, I will probably be sequestered at that point.
You'll be doing your pre-show yoga.
My own little version of yoga, which is like breathing into a paper bag and
pacing back and forth,
finalizing show notes and who knows what else. But even though I really want to do the slot tournament, I think I'm gonna have to sit that one out. Like, part of me is like, oh, just suck it up and register. But I know myself well enough to know that I'll just register and then not show up because I'll be in
panic mode
and leave me alone mode. Yeah. But anyway, it's going to be a really fun time regardless of my
anxiety and issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have issues too, honey.
We all do. Okay. So we hope to see you there.
And
October 13th and 14th.
That's why we have alcohol at the summit, because we can suppress those issues.
It helps us. It helps us get through the tough times.
Mm-hmm.
The tough times. All these people are there to hang out with us and have a good time, and that's the tough time. Yeah, I don't do well with things. Okay, so.
Yet you're looking forward to
I'm
it.
I'm really excited about it. It's I have these total mixed emotions about mm-hmm. such things. So.
And it's been that way every year, but it's always such a good time.
It always is a great time, and I can't wait. So that's going to be big time fun in just a couple weeks, and we look forward to seeing folks there. In the meantime, we have a podcast to do this week. We've got a little news. We got some phone calls. Yada, yada, yada. Before we jump into the news, we want to thank several people. A reminder that this podcast is listener-supported. We have great listeners who are patrons of this thing we do every week, and they include Christopher Smith, Brad Hackert, Stuart Lind, Holly McKelvey, Eric Hummel, Mike Prescott, Lauren and Mitch, Charles Lipset, and Peter Donahoe. I know that a few of those folks are going to be in Las Vegas for the summit as well. And whether you are or not, we do appreciate your support. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wondering what this is all about, you can go to patreon.com/fivehundy. Folks who support the podcast on an ongoing basis by becoming patrons get a little bonus content from us once in a while. We've got another 5 minutes on podcast going out to some of those folks on Wednesday, and I've got a column in the works, and yes, some other things coming up as well. So it'll be good to see some of you folks in a few weeks. I've been using the word folks a lot. I'm very folksy this week,
I guess.
Anyway, thanks to our patrons, we do appreciate it. All right, let's talk about what's going on in Vegas. So I wanted to talk about this ad campaign. Some of you may have seen it. MGM Resorts has just introduced its first ever corporate-wide brand campaign commercial series. So instead of just doing an advertisement for Bellagio or for Excalibur, they have this is a company-wide, although I think all of the properties they show are Las Vegas. I don't think they're showing any of their non-Vegas.
There's one property they don't show.
There is. You noticed that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we'll talk about that in a second. So anyway, the they're buying a lot of time on major shows. I think they debuted at the Emmys, and they're doing a lot of like big network events. I would imagine, even though it's several months away, they'll probably have a Super Bowl spot,
mm-hmm.
a lot of primetime shows. So you're going to be seeing MGM Resorts commercials if you watch network TV. I don't know if there's a print campaign involved in this too, but since nobody reads print publications, that probably would be a waste of money anyway. The theme of this whole thing is welcome to the show. That is their concept. And it's a lot of like fast cut. Well, it starts out with this whole thing about mankind. Mankind, we created art and we created music and we created culture and all this. And then we created MGM. And it's a little bit like the, in terms of what they're going for, it's kind of like the Cosmopolitan, just the right amount of wrong campaign. Although, unlike Cosmos, they actually show things that are, they show their resorts.
Mm-hmm.
Cosmo got a lot of criticism because it didn't show anything at Cosmo. It was just this, it was like those perfume commercials from the 80s where you didn't know what the fuck they were advertising.
Until the very end, where they're like, Illusion by Calvin Klein.
Yeah. So this, at least, it's a little bit more literal. And that you see the Bellagio fountains, and you see a Cirque show, and you see a UFC fight at T-Mobile Arena, and all these things that you can do at MGM Resort properties. I thought it was a pretty effective commercial.
Mm-hmm. I thought so, too.
The initial 60-second shot that I saw, that I believe is the Emmy commercial. And also, they show the buildings. They show like aerial shots of the properties mm-hmm. for super quick flash cuts of Aria and Bellagio notes. You mentioned it. No circus to be seen anywhere.
Nope.
I love that they own this place, and they obviously see some benefit in owning it, and yet...
Not promoting it so much.
It's kind of like, yeah, well, technically we own that, but we're not going to put it on our slot, our Players Club program. It's not an M Life property, I don't believe.
It's not going on the family Christmas postcard.
Exactly. I would love the MGM Resorts Christmas letter from Jim Murren where he updates, oh yeah, so at Monte Carlo went through a major change this year. We've been converting it to Park MGM and
mm-hmm.
and at Aria we brought in these new restaurants, and then, you know, just completely like redheaded stepchild circus, no mention. Unfortunately, circus is still doing time in the federal pen. that's pretty much how it is. Well, I'm sure they have long-term plans for even. But you know what? Even there was an article in one of the Vegas publications, or maybe it was even an advertising publication or website, about the effectiveness of this. And they quoted, I think it was Jimbo, and he was talking about, maybe it wasn't even about this ad. It might have been something else. But anyway, he was talking about Park MGM and how they're making this big change with Monte Carlo, and they have a lot of opportunities corporate-wide to imagine what we can do with Excalibur or Luxor.
Yeah, it's pretty bad when they're showing Excalibur and Luxor, but they're not showing Circus.
I think he cited the West Wing at MGM Grand at some point. They're going to do something new with that. So he's mentioning all these things. Mentioned the festival grounds where they had the Rock and Rio thing. Well, a lot of opportunity there. I don't think Circus was even mentioned in that. I think it's just like...
He mentioned an empty piece of land, yeah. But not the clown hotel.
No, not the clown show down there. So, yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, I think it's a pretty good ad campaign. Here's the thing. Does it have any real...
Is it going to bring people there?
I look at that commercial and I would think, okay, if I was an observer who was familiar with Vegas but not, you know, an obsessive dork about it like I am, what would my thoughts be in this commercial? And I think it's effective at promoting Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm going to necessarily go, oh, I have to stay at an MGM Resorts property because of this commercial.
I agree with you. For once.
It's more like, oh, thanks. It's more like, oh, look at all the great things happening in Las Vegas. That's really exciting. It looks like it would be a really fun place to go. But I don't know that specifically that's going to... I'm not... The quick two-second shots of all those hotels, the only one that would probably stick is the Bellagio Fountains.
Mm-hmm.
The others, it would just be, oh, that's Vegas. It's the Vegas Strip.
So, although they do incorporate the Cirque shows.
Yeah. And yeah, but so again, I would just think...
Yeah, but it was...
Oh, Las Vegas show.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, but it's a decent commercial. I look forward to seeing the follow-up commercials to see how they promote it.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, I think it's pretty effective. And
you just like seeing Vegas on TV.
I know. It got me very excited. I think I might try this Vegas thing based on that commercial. I think I might book a trip sometime.
All right.
Moving along. Let's talk about some restaurant stuff. We've discussed recently that B&B Burger and Beer is out at Venetian. The owners of that restaurant have decided they want to move on to other things. They want to focus on supposedly... The reason that they're closing is they want to focus on one of their other restaurants, Eataly, which is opening at Park MGM later this year or early next year, and that's going to be a massive undertaking. So they want to focus on that, and they dumped B&B Burger and Beer. So I've been wondering what the replacement will be, and Venetian is taking a huge risk with this with this one. They have decided to replace it with another burger and beer restaurant.
Oh, wow.
I know, really going out on a limb. They're trying new things, breaking new ground. This one is called Black Tap Burger and Beer. They have four locations in New York, and this will be their first location outside of New York. I looked at the menu of one of the New York outlets of this, and it was a typical specialty burger kind of place, which there are a few of those in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
You can find one if you look really hard. So typically the specialty burgers are about $15 to $20 in New York. Fries are another $6. They have a choice of 10 dipping sauces for the fries, so that's novel.
Hmm.
If you enjoy dipping your fries in something other than ketchup, which I do.
Do you like having a variety of condiments?
I'm a condiment.
Wherever you go?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with condiments. Give me some choices. Ketchup's boring and not really all that great. Ketchup is fine.
No. Yeah.
I'm not a big ketchup fan.
I'm not either. Ketchup is a garbage condiment.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, I will dip my fries in ketchup occasionally.
Yeah.
But I won't.
I don't put it on anything else.
Yeah.
I don't think we have any in the refrigerator if you were to look right now. It's not something I keep on hand. I'm much more of a mustard guy.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Mustard on things. All right. And then, don't get me started on people who choose to ruin their eggs with ketchup. That's disgusting.
Oh, that's so gross.
I know. Ugh. I don't understand that. Anyway, the other thing that they have that's a signature item at this burger place, it sets them apart a little bit, is crazy shakes. And it's not a boozy shake like some places have.
Okay, what's the point?
I think you like ice cream.
I do love ice cream.
You like delicious ice cream. These are like over the top crazy shakes.
How crazy are they?
I didn't even note down any of the examples, but I looked at them. I'm like, oh, I could try all of those.
Yeah. I do love ice cream. You are correct.
They're like big. Yeah, they're huge. If you want to OD on sugar, this is a place to go.
Mm.
So anyway, it's not the most groundbreaking, choice to replace a burger place with another burger place, but it's been done before and it'll be done again. And I would probably give this place a shot if I were looking for a burger and happened to be on that end of the strip.
Mm-hmm.
Although it is awfully close to Strip Burger, which I love.
Yeah. Oh, we haven't been there in a long time either.
Yeah, I know. Part of me wants to at some point just stay on that and stay at like Wynn or Venetian just to get to some of these things we don't get to very often.
Mm-hmm.
All right, speaking of something that's kind of passed off as a hamburger, downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street, there's a White Castle there now. I believe it opened yesterday. So it's located across from Neonopolis on 4th Street in Fremont. It's open 24 hours a day. This is the second Las Vegas location. You may recall that Casino Royale opened the first location not too long ago. It has been a huge success. It's, you know, we've talked about White Castles. We have them here, so it's kind of not a big deal. But if you're from a place without White Castles, it's kind of novel to try something new. So I get that. It's great drunk food. It is. It's horrible food, but it's great drunk food.
Mm-hmm.
It's junk food, you know. It's the kind of thing that you crave when you've – it's like nachos or Coney dogs or those things that when you're hammered, you're like, oh, give me that. So I get it. I just – I'm kind of like, meh, because we're so accustomed to it. I was going to say we're spoiled. It's like, no, we're
no.
Just, we just have them.
No, it's just there.
We don't really, it's not something we have ever. Like, we don't go there.
No.
No.
Some people.
They're available.
Some go there. Do. We don't.
But it's not, it's just not good.
Although Coney's, I will have a Coney.
I will have a Coney sober or drunk, but yeah. All right. So anyway, if you want White Castle and you don't want to go to the Strip, you can do so downtown now in the former Harley Davidson shop.
I said this on the Summit podcast. Please do not indulge in White Castle before going to the showroom.
I know. That would be bad if suddenly a lot of people decided to do that and then we had a big fart room.
Oh,
it wouldn't be pleasant for anyone, so even for those who think it would be funny.
Yeah, you'd be inhaling that too. So
They do bad things to your stomach. Mm-hmm. They don't call them sliders for nothing. You're going to crap your pants at some point. So... Oh, yeah.
Wear your brown pants.
Exactly. They're going to do well. They're going to make a killing in that location because, you know, they just will.
Mm-hmm.
It's open 24 hours, so you can have breakfast sliders if you choose.
All
right, let's talk about another restaurant downtown. This is one we reviewed. Boy, was this last October?
I think it was the one before.
Okay, well.
Yeah. 2 years ago.
The restaurant Chow, which is located on Fremont Street and like 11th or something. It's over by, it's kind of across the street from Atomic Liquors.
Mm-hmm.
It has closed.
It's even down a little bit from that.
It's a bit of a hike from all the action of Fremont Street. But it wasn't really going, well, that might be part of the problem. They weren't really going after the tourist crowd so much.
Mm-hmm.
Chef Natalie Young, who also runs Eat, which is very popular among many of our listeners. It's a great breakfast and lunch place behind downtown
Container Park.
Thank you. I just like, it was like, what is that called? Downtown, that thing? Right behind the Container Park. Chow is a little bit different in that it specialized in fried chicken and Chinese food.
Both of which we had.
Both of which were delicious. Yeah, we tried it shortly after it opened and really enjoyed it.
Never made our way back.
I know, and partly I would say because of the location. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of inconvenient. You know, now some restaurants downtown Las Vegas are, you don't necessarily need to be located a block off of the canopy to necessarily do well, but a lot of the restaurants, it seems, are in that area. You know, they're mm-hmm. either on Fremont within a block or two, or they are over on Carson, which is a block away, and kind of clustered together. I almost feel like if this were on Carson, it may have done better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not so far down on Fremont, but just over by Carson Kitchen and all those other restaurants. But they didn't have enough business to sustain the place. They are going to continue operating for catered events, so it's just not going to be a regular restaurant, but that's the plan. So, unfortunately, I know we had some people on the Facebook group saying they were planning on trying it during their upcoming trips, and now they're unable to. So, fortunately, there are a lot of other great restaurants in the area, and you'll find something else, but no more food at Chow, so farewell to that restaurant. Yeah, it was located next to an independent bookstore, and I think there's a record store and recording mm-hmm. studio or something. And they even said, like, well, people who are going there, it's not like that's not enough of a draw.
Yeah.
Just having those things there. So I do think location hurt. Maybe when that opened, there was an idea that more of Fremont would be built up.
Right.
Because there's a lot of stuff that's kind of, it was planned and it hasn't really happened. In fact, there's an article in the Review Journal yesterday or today about Downtown Project bought a ton of those old motels and shut them down on Fremont Street. And there's only one that they've really done anything with, and that's called Ferguson. And that they've torn down part of it, and they're moving the Airstream trailer park onto that property. So Tony Shea is a new place to live. But as far as these other motels, they haven't really done much with them. So they're still empty. And long term, they may, or they may flip them or something. But as far as the development that may have been anticipated along Fremont, just hasn't maybe happened as quickly as needed for a place like Chow to survive. So, all right. So finally, one other note. This is an entertainment note, and I was kind of hesitating on whether or not to even include this because of the whole, is it a residency, is it not a residency thing? Like, does it qualify? And usually my thing is if it's under 10 shows, it's probably not something I'm going to talk about on the podcast so much. Like, there have been, and now I'll proceed to list a bunch of them. There have been some, like, two weekends, like Heart, my favorite.
Oh, played. You love them.
They played a couple short stints at House of Blues, but it wasn't like Billy Idol's where it was ongoing every couple months. He'd come back and play a bunch of shows. It was just these little quick multi-show hits. So usually my guideline is if it's like around 10 shows or more that are announced, then we'll talk about them. But this one I decided I would just because it's something a little bit different. A bunch of casinos have rotating stand-up comic lineups. So like Mirage has Jay Leno and Nick Swardson, and they have a handful that rotate throughout the year. Cosmo has just signed its first comic, so I don't know if they will do more of these and we'll have more people who rotate through the Chelsea, but they have announced that Adam Sandler has booked as a regular performer there. As of right now, it's just three shows, two in November and one in January.
Not a residency.
Not a residency. However, there are additional shows planned for 2018, up to 10.
Possibly a residency.
Exactly. So I remember that one time that Palms put out a press release announcing the Bill Maher residency at the Pearl, and it was like two shows, and like two shows spread out between 6 months. It was just like,
no,
that's not a thing at all. That's just he's playing there. This is somewhat like that, but at least so you know if Adam Sandler is performing in Vegas, it's going to be at Cosmo. I have no idea if his stand-up is any good. Not a clue. I don't think I may have seen him do stand-up on TV like
before
he was doing all his shitty movies, but I have no idea if he's a good stand-up or not. But if you're a fan of Adam Sandler's and you want to see him, Cosmo's the place you'll be able to do it. So there you go. All right. With that, let's get caught up on some phone calls from the last couple weeks. Let's start off with this young lady.
Hey, guys. This is Kelly from Canada, who is back home in Canada now. And I thought I would call just with a small report on my stay at Luxor. I decided to stay there partly for budgetary reasons and partly out of regret, which is going to sound strange, but I, many years ago, never made it over to Las Vegas Hilton Star Trek experience, and I regret the hell out of that. I was in the city multiple times when it was still open, never dragged my ass over there to see it, and I'm a big Star Trek fan, so that was a huge mistake. And so I've recently been watching some of the renovations, the half-assed renovations, I guess, that have been going on at Luxor. And I've always wanted to stay there, partly because of the pyramid, but partly because the rooms remind me, especially the pyramid rooms, remind me of the quarters from the Star Trek Enterprise Next Generation show. I think it's something about the slanted window and the lighting, the color palette, the super 90s furniture. I don't know what it is, but I just decided that I wanted to stay there before it was too late, and I regretted one more thing from Las Vegas. So I made it happen, and I got the full Luxor experience. I got to wait in lines. I got a maintained room. I wouldn't say well-maintained room. I got a view of the Sphinx's ass. I heard the monorail. I rode the Inclinator. So now that it's all said and done, I don't think I would stay there again unless I had to for budget reasons again. It's a little too far for me. The lines were really bad, and you really notice it after staying at a few sort of higher-end properties. Just the service really is different. And the pool area in particular was not great. It was there. It was crowded, sparsely decorated. It wasn't my favorite. There weren't enough seats for everyone. So, yeah, that's Luxor. I did it.
That's a review. That's going to be in the next MGM Resorts ad. They'll have a testimonial tweet or quote. They just combine quote and tweet into something that sounded really bad.
Yes, it did.
It'll just say, "I did it." Kelly from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do they
specifically promote the rooms as Sphinx Ass View rooms? And are they more or less expensive as a result of that? I don't know. Well, I appreciate the review.
Mm-hmm. I have no desire to stay there. I think I would have at one time, and now I'm just, nope, I'm good.
Yeah, we don't spend that much time. If I enjoyed spending more time on that end of the strip, although I do, it's just...
I would stay at Mandalay if I were.
That's true. Yeah, I don't think it's location. I think, Luxor doesn't capture my imagination.
No.
And even though we've stayed twice at Excalibur, and I wouldn't do it again.
That was many, many years ago.
I know,
ago.
A long time ago. But even that, if I were in a position where I had to choose, I think I might choose Excalibur.
Yeah?
I don't know. I might. I will never be in that position, I don't think.
I hope not.
We had to be in Las Vegas a specific weekend, and everything was sold out except for those two.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably go Excalibur.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had fun at Excalibur. Mm-hmm. I've had more fun at Excalibur than I've had at Luxor.
Oh, definitely. I enjoy their bars for some reason.
I know.
They're except for Dick's. I don't care for Dick's Last Resort.
You don't like Dick's? Not a fan of Dick's?
Not a fan of Dick's.
All right. Moving along to our next caller. I have these in the wrong order on my iPad because I'm a professional. Let's move along to Jeremy.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Jeremy with JR from New Hampshire. Just giving a call in regards to my Labor Day experience with Vegas. Had a very hot and cold mobile check-in experience. First did it at the Mirage. Couldn't have been easier. Got the email about 2:30. Tried it later in the trip at the Luxor. Apparently they're doing some type of system upgrade. It was all big, big cluster. Hopefully that maintenance that they had mentioned that they were doing is done. And further experiences, it wouldn't dissuade me from using mobile check-in. As far as food, went to Giada, loved it. I know it's a hot topic on the board, but enjoyed it. Smaller portions than I did anticipate, but food was phenomenal. One place I hear that doesn't get talked about too much is Casino, the Wolfgang Puck's restaurant in the Crystal Shops. I mean, lack for ambiance, obviously, but prefix lunch, $25, great salad, great pasta and a dessert, $25 for lunch, $35 for dinner. Hard to beat that. As far as shows, saw Love, good as anticipated, as advertised. I would make one recommendation if you are going to the show. Higher is better on this particular show, as I find on most surf shows. They do a bit where they bring a big towel over the crowd, so I would imagine there's probably about 2 or 3 minutes where they missed a good amount of what was going on. So saw the Bee Gees, Australian Bee Gees, rather. A little bit of technical issues. Those guys are great performers. I would recommend if you're there with a guest, with a partner, you sit across the table when you request your seats. Other than that, you're pretty much got a nice view of the back of their head, and if you're over about 5'10", like I am, you're pretty much straddled the person in front of you, which is okay. It was my wife in front of me, but my wife was straddling somebody's grandmother. So, hey. Other than that, other show, obviously, highlight as always, Big Elvis, great as always, great for the fans, lovely trip. Thanks for all the podcasts. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, thanks for the call. We appreciate the reviews.
Another review of Luxor.
I know. Well, that was just barely. He just kind of mentioned it.
Yeah.
Good information on the Wolfgang Puck joint at Crystals. We don't hear much about that, and always appreciate knowing about decent deals, so thank you for sharing that. And yes, as far as the seating at Love, you are right when we saw it long ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had the benefit of being right on the edge of where the that giant blanket that came out and covered the audience was. So we could see both above and below it.
Yeah.
So you could kind of see the whole thing. It was really neat. That's a fun show. So, yeah. Appreciate all the info. All right. Next up.
Hey, guys. This is Alex from Orange County. Love the show. Just calling with a quick check-in, I guess. We're in town for my 29th birthday and also for my best friend's wedding. We spent last night at Mandalay Bay. Had a great time. Saw Love. It was dope. The buffet at the Mirage was fine. The food was whatever. but it includes unlimited beer and wine. So that was nice. I think that's the only MGM buffet that does that. Now we're at the JW Marriott in Summerlin, which I think is a bit off the beaten path. I was a bit apprehensive because I'd read mixed reviews and the decor on the website looked a little dated, but our room is actually very nice. It's got, even the standard rooms here have balconies and jacuzzis, so it's kind of like the poor man's Cosmo. Staff is really helpful here. Like, I asked somebody for directions, and he walked me to where I needed to go. I appreciated that. You know, the front desk lady wished me a happy birthday, so it was cool. My friend's getting married tomorrow, and then we're heading back on Sunday, and I'll check in a bit. Love the show. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for the report. I don't think we've ever had a report on the JW Marriott in Summerlin, have we?
I don't think we have.
Yeah. Interesting. Good that you're having a good experience there.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a plus when the service is good and things are unexpected. So unexpected in a good way.
In a good way, not in a bad way.
No, so that's great. All right. Thanks for the report. And okay, so we're 2-0 on love this week. There's always a lot of controversy and a lot of debate over which Cirque shows people should see.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a fan of love because I'm not a big, like, typical traditional Cirque guy. Like, I'm going because of Cirque.
Yep.
But it was probably a good entry-level Cirque show for me because I could enjoy it even if I didn't care about, like, you know. I mean,
because you knew you would enjoy the music.
Yes. So that alone made it worth experiencing. Whereas, I was bored to tears.
No, you were bored to sleep.
I was bored to sleep after the first 10 minutes. So, but, you know, then there are other people who, whenever this comes up in the Facebook group, everybody has a different order. A lot of times when people have seen all the Cirque shows, they will put Love lower on the list because they're more into the traditional Cirque shows and they more likely will recommend Mystere or Ka or something like that. So, coincidentally, never on the list is Criss Angel Belief, which is barely a Cirque show. I mean, they produce it and stuff. And they... Technically, now Cirque has bought a bunch of stuff, so don't they produce, like, Carrot Top? And they're not Cirque shows.
Yeah.
They just happen to own the company that runs it, but I don't know. I'm really curious what's going to happen with Criss Angel, because his deal runs out next April or something, sometime next year, and whether or not he will be renewed or will do something else or will leave or what. I'm curious, because the show doesn't get great reviews, and yet it's still there. It made it. I never thought it would make it through the full 10-year contract. But it looks like that's happening, and I don't know. Maybe they'll bring him back. Time will tell.
So mm-hmm.
Something to look forward to, the big Criss Angel
reveal
cliffhanger. All right, let's check in with Melanie.
What's up, 500? This is Melanie from Colorado. Wanted to tell you about something going on at the Golden Nugget. I think this has been going on a while, but in case your listeners don't know, you can get you can order a Landry's Select card. I think it's online. It's $25, and you immediately get $25 off your next bill. Every time it's your birthday, you get $25 to spend during your birthday month. So, for example, this is my birthday month. I went to the Grotto, went there during happy hour. I got one of their giant, it's called pear walnut special pizzas. I don't know. The thing's amazing. Gargantola. I got that. I think that was $8 on happy hour. Happy hour's from 2 to 6 every day. I don't know about the weekend, but Monday through Friday, 2 to 6, $8 pizza, normally 17. I got an apple teeny, and I got calamari. All of them were excellent. The marinara sauce was very good for the calamari. Calamari was just kind of okay. In any case, with the happy hour pricing and my $25, I guess, gift certificate I get for my birthday every year, it was $2. That's right, $2. So, anyway, wonderful. California has refrigerators in the room, so you can put leftover pizza in there, and it's fantastic when you roll in after a whole bunch of gambling and you're hungry. Anyway, the $25 Landry card, again, get it back, but you also get, if you're a Golden Nugget, if you like to stay at the Golden Nugget, you're entitled to a free upgrade, quote unquote, when available. I've only had this work out one time. But that one time, I was upgraded to a Rush Junior Suite, and it was amazing and fabulous. I don't know if it was worth an extra $200 a night or whatever, but the free upgrade, totally worth it. So if you go there at all, it's worth it. It's washed originally, and it's great value. So I hope everybody's doing great. Oh, a couple more things. The slide at the Golden Nugget is open till 6 p.m. at the pool, not at the casino. The Hideout is open till 6 p.m. also. The rest of the pool is open till 7 p.m. The hot tub stays open later, and you can lounge poolside until 1 a.m. It costs money to sit on anything inside the Hideout pool. That's the special adult pool, but the seats are made free at the regular pool. Wasn't that crowded? Most kids went back to school. There's a roving massage guy, and there's nothing better than the surprise massage. So, yeah, I got that, and it's worth it. All right. Take care, guys. Bye.
All right. Thanks, thanks for the report. Much appreciated.
I'm intrigued by the roving massage guy.
I hope that he's official and works there and isn't just somebody that bought a t-shirt that says massage. What if it's like a mustache ride t-shirt, but it just says... Yeah, that's bad. Okay, so thank you for that. Thank you for the. That's another good good deal to know about the Landry Select Card.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. You can check that out, probably on the Landry's website, and they own Golden Nugget, so that's why. Thus the tie-in. I would imagine that $25 thing isn't exclusive to Golden Nugget. I think it's probably for any of their stuff, and they have stuff all over the country. But we're here to talk about Las Vegas, so it makes sense to use it there.
Yeah.
All right. All right, we're going to wrap things up with this next, wrap up our calls with this next call. Another pool report. I'm just going to silently listen and bite my tongue and not say anything, despite my urges. Oh, that's a bad thing to say. Forgive me, Kelly.
Hey, y'all. It is Kelly from Canada calling, and I thought I would just fill in the end of my trip with my last night, which was at L'Encore Tower Suites, which was amazing. I really loved it. I haven't stayed there in many, many years since they first opened, and staying in the Tower Suites was just great. I enjoyed the spa, enjoyed room service, enjoyed the fitness center, and I enjoyed the European pool. And I just thought I would share a couple tips from that experience for anyone seeking out the optional pool experience. Number one, don't be afraid to let the ladies out. If you do, you may find other women around you will do the same. When I arrived, not many women were bearing their breasts, but after some time they were, which was kind of nice after I got mine out. And then number two, apply sunscreen liberally. Number three, wear sunglasses so that no one knows you're leering at them or even gazing a little too long. Just keeps the creep factor down. Which brings me to tip number four. Be chill. Do not be like the guys who sat next to me and told me that I had magnificent breasts. I really feel it does not need to be said in a optional pool environment. Other than that, I had a really beautiful stay at the hotel. I think it's still a pretty classy property. I don't know if I'm going to go to the European pool again, but it was a nice experience. It was something I wanted to do for a long time. Tropical drinks were amazing. And yeah, just be cool if you're going to go to the optional pool. And have a great day, guys. I hope everyone has an awesome time at the summit. Really wish I could make it this year, but I can't. And check you later.
All right. Thank you for that call.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing your tips. I'm sorry. Such an asshole. Yes. That's good useful information.
It is, though.
I appreciate that. And we don't get a lot of calls about the topless pools in Vegas, so that's also nice. All right. Any thoughts on that? No?
Nope.
Okay.
Do you have thoughts?
No.
That you would like to share?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I wish I could do that, but I'm too self-conscious.
And so. I'm too immature. All right. So before we go, we have some folks we want to thank for Karma donations this week, including longtime supporters of the show, Stephen and Heather. Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Ronald with a Karma donation for a trip that just ended a couple days ago and said superstitions work.
Well, thank you and
Hope you had good luck.
Yes.
KT in Texas, a little Karma donation for our next trip, which is happening beginning today.
Yay.
At Mirage and Bellagio. A little business, then a little fun. The business is always easier to get through when you have a little fun at the end when you're mm-hmm. in Las Vegas. Hopefully a lot of winning. Love the show and hope to be listening to a new episode on the flight next Sunday. Well, I don't know. It depends when your flight is.
Yeah.
We're a little later than normal. So anyway, thank you regardless. We do appreciate it.
Yes.
Charles, listening to the podcast on the terrace of a suite at Bellagio, looking to buy some
Cosmo, you mean?
What did I say?
You said Bellagio.
Or Cosmo, looking at maybe at Bellagio. I don't know where that came from. It's time to go. They don't have terraces. Well, they do in a couple rooms. But anyway, yes, Cosmo Terrace. Looking to buy some luck at the tables. Thanks for all the awesome work, kids. Well, thank you. We appreciate it. We had an anonymous karma donation from someone who said they didn't need to be acknowledged, but I want to thank them anyway. You know who you are.
Yes, thank you.
And finally, our friends Damon and Chris in the UK with a karma donation for their trip. Sorry we're missing you.
Yes.
But hope you have a wonderful time.
Indeed.
All right. Thank you all so much for your support. We do appreciate it. As always, 500bymidnight.com is our website. If you have Dear Tim and Michelle questions, please send them our way. I may stockpile a few for use at the summit if we get any. And in case we're at that stage where I'm like, what are we going to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
500@gmail.com is the place to send your Dear Tim and Michelle questions. You can find us both on Twitter. I am 500. She is Anita Martini. And of course, our voicemail line is available to you anytime at 702-866-9494. Please program it into your phone and call us while you're in Las Vegas or when you get home or whatever with your thoughts, your reviews. We'd love to hear them. Anything else before we wrap up?
Nope.
All right. Thank you, as always, for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We appreciate it. And we will be back next week with another show. Until then, have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.